Blog Talk Radio.
There's a voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. Searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today.
Amen. I had my phone on mute. God bless you all. I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. You are listening to Forever Jones. I want it all. He wants it all. By Forever Jones. I'm a little bit today, but God help me right now, Jesus. We just want to thank each and every one of you for calling in and tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Again, I said you was listening to that song by Forever Jones called He Wants It All. How many out there today know that God wants it all? He don't want some of you. He wants all of you. Amen. And any time you invest in something great, you invest in something good, you invest in something exciting, you put your all into it. And that's how God feels about us. He gives us his best, and he wants the best from us. But one thing about him, he won't put you on. He gives you a free will. He gives you a free mind to choose. Joshua said, choose this day when he brought the children of Israel. He said, choose this day whom you're going to serve. Amen. We all have a choice. We all have a choice to choose life. We all have a choice to choose Jesus. Amen. Our destiny focus even for this week is power in Jesus' name. Now, if you haven't embraced Jesus and you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, if you have not met the requirements, hallelujah, I beseech you today, hey, to meet those requirements. God wants it all. He wants it all. Not some of it, but all of it. Amen, amen. We're just excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. We're excited about our adventure in this thing. This has been a great journey. Yes, we've had our trials. Yes, we've had our tests. Yes, we've had our ups and downs. But through it all, he brings us out every time. He brings us out with a victory. How many know that there's victory in Jesus? Hey, this is all, the fight is already fixed. This is a win-win situation. We don't have to ever worry about falling. But we just thank God today for what he's doing. Hey, amen. I want to read into your hearing on today. Hey, as I was sitting here getting ready for this broadcast, Psalm 124 dropped into my spirit, and it says, if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord, who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. Hallelujah. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the plow waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken. And we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord made heaven and earth. And not we ourselves. The Lord made heaven and earth. Amen, amen. Oh, I don't know about you all, but I'm feeling them on this morning. God is a good God, and he's great. He's greatly to be praised. Amen, amen, amen. But we're just so thankful again. I just want to take the time out and thank each and every one of our callers, those that are listening live on the internet, and those that may come into the chat room later, and even those that would visit our archives later. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 o'clock Central Time, and that's 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday morning, Minister Billy Burns out of APEC, North Carolina, host a segment called They Overcame. And that airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 8 a.m. Eastern Time. That's in North Carolina where Apostle Johnson is. Amen. Call in and support her on that broadcast, especially you all that are in North Carolina. If I can make a sacrifice out here on the West Coast, I know you all, you Easterners, can do the same thing. She have a beautiful broadcast, a segment that she hosts called They Overcame. She and her husband, Elder Albert Burns. Amen. Dear friends of ours. Amen. And on Sunday morning, we have early morning Sunday prayer at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we just like to get in about 30 minutes of corporate prayer where we'll just go right on into the house of worship and give God his due benevolence. Amen. Amen. So we're excited. We're excited about what God is doing. I don't yet see our speaker on the line. Amen. We're waiting on him. Amen. I don't know. He's an Easterner, so I hope he has the right time. Amen. Amen. But we're going to just go right quickly to and acknowledge our guests, and then we're going to move right on in. If he has something mixed up, guess what? We'll know God always has a ram in the bush. So we're going to go down the switchboard right now and just say praise the Lord to each and every one of you. I see Elder McCoy on. God bless you, man of God. How are you today?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm really blessed, and I'm just so happy that you have this radio program. And, you know, we need more people to venture out into different things where God can be used and he can be glorified in the presence of people. We need it. We need it. We need it. We need it. But I'm blessed. I'm blessed to the Lord, and we're just looking for a great word. If not, amen, we know something that God wants to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But go ahead with your program.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. We're going to go to area code 209. The last four numbers, 6631. Can you greet us?
Hi. Happy day, Dan.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Aisha.
We got some monsters on the line today, some of my young daughters. God bless you, baby.
Thank you for being in with us today.
God bless you. You have given me some energy today. Wow. God bless you. Brianna was over with us on Sunday. She wasn't feeling very well, but that was a little strange because, you know, she's very active. But I hope she's feeling better now.
She is.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Amen. We see Evangelist Priscilla. Evangelist Priscilla, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you too, woman of God. To the Most High God, I give honor and glory and praise. Yes, I do. I magnify the name of the Lord. Another beautiful day God has given us and blessed. And praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. We're going on down the line. I see Sister Patrice, is that you? Sister Patrice? Okay. Amen. Looks like I see my dear friend, co-laborer in the gospel, Pastor Minister Rose Tillman. Is that you, Minister Tillman?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, woman of God, how are you?
I am blessed today. My soul maker boasts in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, we got some fireballs on the line. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm waiting on our speaker. I don't know about these Easterners. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Tillman. Minister Tillman preached so last, so I still hear that ringing in my soul. She preached about the power in Jesus' name on last week. We have been having a good time talking about the. Anytime you talk about Jesus, hallelujah, you should get happy. Hallelujah. Because when you call that name Jesus, the atmosphere has to change. Situation has to change. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless him today. I'm giving him glory today. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody mad but the enemy. And we're glad about that because that's what we're here for. We're here to pray into life. Hallelujah. We're here to give God the glory. We're here to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name today, God. I'm happy in Jesus. I'm happy in Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. We love the day that the Lord has made. Thank the Lord for you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Carter. Appreciate you coming on. We see Area 901. I think that's Sister Pam on the line.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Glad to be alive. Glad to be amongst the saints.
All right. I like that. She said, I'm happy to be among the saints, huh?
Hallelujah.
It's only because of saints that these folks ain't destroyed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are the ones that hold back the wrath of God. Get on our Messiah. Oh, I bless him today. Thank you, Jesus. I see Sister Millie on the line. She may not can say anything. I know she's at work. God bless you, Sister Millie.
God bless you, too.
Amen, amen. Thank you for tuning in. You've been so faithful. Hallelujah. You know, you can't be faithful to God, Sister Millie. God don't overtake you. And open up doors of opportunity. Open up windows of blessings. You can't be, you have been faithful to this broadcast. Thank you, Jesus. So God has to bless you. Do you know God is obligated to us? When we are faithful, when we are obedient, God is obligated to us. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God for you today, Sister Millie. Amen, amen. I see Lady Carol on the line. God bless you, Lady Carol. She
God
was
bless you,
celebrated,
woman.
Celebrated God my daughter, which would have been my daughter's 40th birthday on Sunday and had some family and friends over. And Evangelist Carol and Evangelist Lucilla came over and she brought a keyboard and she serenaded us and sung. I mean, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you can get together with the people of God. And it's all about love. It's all about fellowship. What, man? What, nobody drinking no alcohol, cussing one another out, and all this so crazy stuff. We just had a beautiful time, and I just thank God for them taking out of their busy schedule to come and share that day with me. I gave the enemy got a couple of black eyes, baby, because I put the trip on him. The spirit of depression wasn't on me. The spirit of joy, peace, love, all of those fruits was activated on Sunday. So we bless the Lord for Evangelist Carol. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. It was a privilege and an honor to be there for you to consider us on such a memorial for your daughter. I tell you, it touched me. You know, that's sacred. That's, you know, family. And I thank you for considering me as your family. And I just want you to know that I'm blessed and highly favored. That's my favorite saying, highly favored of the Most High God, living in his kingdom and loving every minute of it.
I love that.
Yes, God bless you.
I'm loving it. Amen, amen. Well, I have one more call on the line. We have 10 callers on the line. I have Sister Corinthian here. I'm going to let her greet you all. Amen. God bless you, Sister Patrice. Is that Sister Patrice?
God bless you.
Is that Sister Patrice?
Yes, this is Sister Patrice.
God bless
my allergies
you.
Are kind of acting up, so I'm not really speaking.
Okay.
But it is great to be on the line with Kingdom Seekers. I just feel so great about this ministry here. This has truly blessed me.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you. God bless you. Sister Corinthians, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I so greatly appreciate God today. I thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in. I thank God for this day. I have no sad songs to sing. I have no sad stories to tell. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Amen. 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 I say bless the Lord again. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go right on into, I don't see our speaker. I don't know what happened. We had Bishop Michael Cephas scheduled to speak today, our speaker was Bishop Benson Larry out of Virginia, and he's been having some flu symptoms, problems with his voice, so he was not able to accommodate us on today. So, therefore, Bishop Cephas was supposed to be with us on today, and I yet not see him. I don't know if he's gotten the time a little bit off or what have you, but that's okay. I'm going to go right ahead. And I saw Apostle Johnson on the line. So if he comes back on, we'll get right on into the word on today. Amen. 1 second. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hey, God, I'm going to play one song. While we're waiting, one more second, amen?
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Yeah. Oh, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life. So, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. You kept me, yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
I don't know about you, but if it had not been for the Lord, again I'll say it, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, hey, glory to God, I don't know where I would be at today. Amen. We're going to our reference scripture, and then we're going to come right on in. I still didn't see the speaker, so God has a ram in the book, in the bush. Apostle Timothy Johnson will be coming on, bringing the word of God for us shortly. Amen. But until then, we're going to read another scripture that we're dealing with. We're talking about power in Jesus' name. Amen. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, and who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. He was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, this is what I love, at the name of Jesus, not the name of the evangelist Bernard, not the name of Sister So-and-so, but at the name of Jesus, every knee ship bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ, He's Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Hey, bless the Lord today. And we give Him glory for what He's doing. I don't know about you, but each and every day that He wakes me up, hallelujah, each and every day that His mercies are renewed on me, hallelujah, I give Him glory and I give Him praise. Hallelujah, He's worthy of all the praises. He's worthy of all the glory. Hallelujah, and I bless Him today. I don't see Apostle Johnson yet. He'll be on the line. Amen, amen. Let me open up these area codes out of North Carolina. He may be calling from a different area code. Amen, but that's all right. We're going to go on with this segment. The devil is a lie. Huh? Hallelujah. God ain't through. He ain't through. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the
Ashando.
Line. Give us a testimony. We're talking about power in Jesus' name. Hey, give us a testimony, Elder McCoy.
I do. You want a testimony, okay?
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Because God is so good. Amen. And His mercy is do it forever. Amen. We got so many testimonies I'll testify this one time when I was in Denver, Colorado, and then I was in prayer. And as I was in prayer, I needed some things taken care of as financially. And so I was praying, and then I left out of the house, and I went to the gas station and was putting some gas in my car. And a lady pulled up and says, "My dead grandmother told me to come over here. She told me to come over here and bless you with this money." He said, I was across the street and I saw your car and it just drove me over here that I would give you this money.
Mm.
And she said, my grandmother, I just heard my grandmother's voice said, go over there and give that guy that money.
Mm.
So, glory to God. She gave me the money that I needed for those bills. And so I give God praise. And there's just so many, amen, times when God is able to supply our needs according to His riches in glory. I mean, God knows how to treat us, and God knows how to bless us if we just wait on the Lord. And if we believe Him, He's able to bless us. And that's my testimony. That's a glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you need somebody to preach, I will preach. But go ahead and let these people testify. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen. Amen. The Bible, that's the scripture, Revelation 12:11 say, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. Okay,
yes.
Well, I see our speaker then got on the line. Let me open up this line. God bless you. We don't really need a formal introduction. He's been on this line ministering with us and supporting us for over 2 months. And I tell you, he's a beautiful young man and a beautiful spirit, and we just love him. We have embraced him as our own. Amen. And that's none other
Amen.
Than Apostle Timothy Johnson of New York International Church, and also he is the founder and a director of Stillwater Prep High School, a school for young men in North Carolina. So we're just excited about him, and he's always really been able to bring a word for the Lord. So with no further ado, we'd like to introduce the son and begin to others, Apostle Timothy Johnson. God bless you, man of God, and thank you.
Amen.
That ram again. God bless you.
Amen. Grace and peace to all. Certainly it's an honor and a privilege to be able to grace God's people once again. It's an honorable chance every time you get to come before God's people and speak. Truly, I honor God for Evangelist Adrienne Bernard and the spirit that she has to open up forums for many men and women of God. And just to all the ecclesia, every saint and friend of God that has joined on the line today to celebrate who God is and to worship together.
Hallelujah.
I certainly honor God for that on today. I ask that we set our minds on something today, our minds to understand what God is saying and doing within this hour. I want to talk from Genesis chapter 1 today. I want to go from the beginning because in the beginning there was something significant that God wanted us to understand from the beginning about his power, about his word and the demonstration of his power and his word. I want to talk from a subject today, when I move, you move, just like that. I want to talk from a subtopic, are you ready to move when God say move? When I move, you move, just like that. The power of God is demonstrated in the beginning when it says in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. He let us know that he established the heavens and the earth. He let us know that in the earth it was out form and without void, which means that there was not a form of sin being able to go on. It was not anything present to even happen in the world. The world was empty, if I may. He said there was darkness after the deep, and God's spirit hovered over the waters. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He was showing us the dominion of his power. So we got to watch God here. When God began to show us how he moved, that when he spoke something, he looked for it to manifest. See, the problem with the church today is that there's a lot of word being spoken, but we're not looking for it to manifest. But when we say that we're looking at the power of God on this week, and we're talking about the power of God being demonstrated, we've got to fully be able to understand what God was showing us. When I spoke it, it happened. But he told us, he said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. He told us that we had dominion to speak things. He said, speak those things that be not as though they were, and call them forth. The question is today, are we operating in our power the way we should? He says here, he said, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and the light was good. And God divided the light from the darkness and called it light of day. And the darkness he called night, even came morning, came in the first day. So God began to show us a lot in the beginning that if you really are wanting to stay in line and in tune with him, only thing you've got to do is align it the way you want it. Not on the second day, but on the first day, God wanted to establish the power and the authority that was being given. When I move, you move, just like that. Movement is a form of motion. It's a form of moving a place, a distance from one distance to the other distance. When we're walking with God, we can't stay in the same place. A dangerous thing with God is to be where God was and not where God is. We've got to learn to be where God is in this season of our lives. We've got to learn to trust God greater than ever. We've got to know that the God that we serve is on our side and that he's able to see us through. Amen. I want us to see and understand today a demonstration of God's power. He says here, he said, God said, let there be valley in the water and divide the earth and the waters. And he said, God made it valley and divide the waters unto it. Then we drop down and we see in verse 9, he said, and God said, let the waters be under the heavens. And it was so. And we look where he says, again, he says, under the waters and the heaven came together under the single masses in the light and dry places. God called the dry land unto the earth and the masses of water and the seas, and God saw that it was good. understand something. Some of us are in a dry place that where we need God to call some water to our land. We need to start speaking the power of God into our dry places. I want you to know some of us are in a valley that where it seems like everything is dry, that where everything has been given out. But God said, if you open your mouth on today and you demonstrate my power and you speak my word over every imp and every demonic spirit and everything that's tried to torment you or hold you back, then I will be the God of your life. I will be the God that will raise you up. I will be the God that will take you from this situation that you're going through. Why? Because I'm God of a second chance. I'm the Christos, the Christ, the risen Savior, the great I am that I am. But he wants to show us something. Watch this. It says, God said, let the waters under the heaven come. Now, we saw that there was dry land. And then it said, God said, let the earth produce vegetable seeds and bearing unto the trees and the fruits and in the seeds of the earth. Understand something here. God was trying to let us see everything that he spoke in the beginning. He spoke it with the power. He spoke it with authority. He spoke it to understand who he was. And he wanted us to understand the demonstration of his power and of his spirit and of his might. God said and God saw. God said, God saw. If we look at Genesis chapter 1 all together and we look down through the text, we'll see everything that God spoke, it came to pass. Not in a delayed mode, but right away. Some of us need God to do something right now. And God said, I'm ready to do it for you, but are you ready to move? But when I move, you move just like that. You've got to be ready to move when God is ready for you to move in this hour and season of your life. You've got to be ready to stand ready and for God to shake some things up in your life. The reason that God hasn't moved in some of our lives is because we haven't shown God that we want to demonstrate his power. The question today is, are you ready to demonstrate his power? If we look over to Deuteronomy chapter 1, we see that Moses had took the children of Israel on a journey. They had went on a journey, and they went all through the valley and through the mountains, and they got on the mountaintop, and when they got to the mountaintop, everything was peaceful. All the blessings were there. And when the blessings came, there was, again, God spoke unto Moses and said, prepare the people to go. Moses said, wait a minute, God, we just got here. We just got to the promised land. Some of us feel like we just got to our promises, that the blessings and everything that God wants to demonstrate to us that we just received. But God said on today, God said, if you understand me, God said, I'm trying to do something great in your life. I want to do something new in your life. God wants to do something new in your life. He was speaking to Moses. He said, now go back down the same way that you just came from. Moses said, wait a minute, God. All the hell that I've been through, all the persecution, all the things that I went through, God said, yes, Moses, go back through it. Because I want to see if you learn something on your way up. When I move, you move just like that. You got to move in the demonstration of my power. You got to understand that the most dangerous place to be in life is where God was and not where God is. You want to always make sure you align yourself to where you can be where God is. The problem with the church is that we're stuck in tradition. We're stuck in allowing ourselves to put people inside of a box. We're allowing ourselves to sit back and to cause people not to be able to see what God is doing in their lives. But I want you to understand that God is wanting to do something brand new on today. He's wanting to demonstrate his power. He says, I love God's word. I love where he says, we're going to go to Psalms 91. Go to Psalms 91. Bear with me today, saints of God. But I hear the Holy Ghost. I feel God.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Psalms 91. I'm reading from the Jerusalem Bible. So you might have a translation here or two that is different than the King James. I'm just doing different studies, and I grabbed a hold of the Bible that I had here. It says, if you live in the shelter of a lion and make your home a shadow, you can say, Yalom, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He rescued you and snared of the fowls, hoping to destroy you and cover you with his feathers and find shelter under his wings. You need not to fear the terror by night, or the arrow or the fowls by the day, or the pestilence of the stars in the dark, and the wickedness and the borders of the daylight. God was trying to get us to understand in Psalms 91 that we're not to fear anything. We're to walk in his power and his authority that he's given us, that the enemy can't stop us or block us from where we are. We've got to move out into the things from which God has given us. God wants us to know on today that a promise is a promise, that what I promise you, you shall have, that the manifestation of God, that everything that he desires for us to have, we shall have.
Thank you, Jesus.
God wants us to understand on today that we are above and not beneath. We're the head and not the tail. God wants us to understand on today that we've got to operate and demonstrate in his power. I was talking to saints of God on yesterday, and I said, how is it that the Bible says that hell enlarges itself daily, but it never says what the kingdom of God is doing? It never says what the kingdom of God is doing because we're too busy focusing on everything else than the will of God and his work and his people. Why do you say that, preacher? I say because if we're walking in the power of God the way we should, if we're walking in the power of God the way we should, then people are not running from God, but they're running to God. But the reason that people don't understand the power of God is because so many of us as Christians got the sad face. So many of us look like we're down and out and like we're beat up. So many of us look like that we don't know how to operate in the power of God. So many of us seem as if we want to make things difficult for people. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that I was asking just some unsaved people the other day. I said, can you tell me this question? Why is it that you haven't accepted salvation in your life? They said, because, preacher, I'm not ready. I said, okay, I understand you're not ready. God is a God of choice. But you got to tell me more than you're not ready. They said to me, well, I've always been taught that once you get saved, you got to do everything right or you're not saved. I said, first of all, whoever told you that gave you a way to not understand the power of God, because the power of God comes in to change your life. I oftentimes give a demonstration that if a person is drowning, and even if they know how to swim, and they're in a large body of water, then the Coast Guard has to go out to rescue them. And when they go out to rescue them, they can't go out in a boat. They have to go out in a plane, and they have to drop down in a gurney and a basket to be able to get the person and rescue them and pull them to safety right away. I explained to them that that's the way it is in some people's life. Once they accept salvation, they're able to be fully delivered of everything that it is that was plaguing them. But for some people, it's like if you're in a pool and you're drowning, and I can't swim, so I can't jump in to save you. There's a life raft that is thrown, and you're able to put that life raft over your body to keep you from sinking. I told them that that's what God is to our life, that he is a life raft. He has been set to save us for the remission of sins. Jesus died for us for the remission of our sins. So I told them that what you have to do is allow the power of God to be demonstrated over your life, the word God pulls it out of your life one day at a time. That's why he tells us to repent daily, to die daily, to renew our mind daily. But the church has put on such a facade that everything is right, and that you do everything right as a Christian, which is an invalid statement. We need the power of God to keep us all. what I'm saying today, saints of God. I'm telling you this from life experience, that you have to live a life according to God's will and purpose for your life. That's the only way that you're going to be able to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of His might. You've got to be able to set aside everything that has been holding on to you in your life that's keeping you back from God. You've got to be able to submit to God to get everything that you need from God. But you first got to set an example for God. Setting an example for God means that you've got to be able to show people how to live holy. You got to be able to show people what our Father prayer is. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive. We need to let that stick with us today, saints, because some of us ain't walking in power because we haven't learned to forgive. Some of us haven't walked in power because we are not allowing certain things to happen that God desires to happen for our lives. I want you to know today, saints of God, that He says that the demonstration of His power is one of the most biggest things that David had to understand. David made the people of God understand something. He said, I know who my daddy is. In Psalm 61, he says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David knew that whenever I'm weak, I have to have the power of God to make me strong. But I have to know how to call on my master. I want you to know today, when God wanted us to understand today, when I move, you move just like that. It's time for us to move like God. It's time for us to talk like God. It's time for us to walk like God. It's time for us to put our excuses to the side. It's time for us to allow God to move the way He desires in and around our life. I want us to understand today that we have to have a geographical understanding about who God is and what He means to our life. I want us to understand today that God is desiring for us to mature in Him. There's too many of us that are walking around with power and anointing trapped inside of us, but we don't even know how to use it because of the immaturity of not applying what He's installed inside of us. I want us to understand today that God is not slack concerning His promises, that He is wishing to give out more of His Spirit on us in this latter day and more of His power. But He says, can I trust you to, when I say move, that you move just like that? What do you mean, preacher? I'm saying that some of us, God has told you to prophesy to someone, to speak encouraging words into their life, and you're still holding on to that word today. God has told some of you to operate in His healing power and go lay hands on the sick and watch them recover, and you still haven't went out and laid hands on that person that He told you to pray for. Some of us, God has told us that it's time to pick up thy bed and walk. You know, it reminds me, saints of God, that where when we were at, when the man laid at the pool for 38 long years, where the water was troubled and the angels came down and people were healed and their lives were changed. But this man stayed there for 38 long years waiting for a change that was already there. What are you saying, preachers? Some of you are waiting for God's power to be demonstrated, and God said, no, you're not waiting on me, I'm waiting on you. He's saying today is the day for you to take up your bed and walk. Today is the day for you to get up and understand the power that you have down inside of you. It's trapped down in your belly. God has given it to you, and it's time for you to arise. It's time for you to get up out of your place of do nothing and move out in the power of God. Do you hear me today, saints of God? I want you to understand that God has use of you, but he only has use of you if you want to walk in his miraculous power, where you want to understand that God wants his dunamis power to be demonstrated, for that God wants you to be able to go forward and do the things that you got, that you must do in this season of your life. I want you to know and understand today. God said, when I move, you move, just like that. God wants to know today, what is hindering your movement? What is hindering your way? What is stopping you? What is blocking you? Ask yourself today, what is blocking you? What is stopping you? What is hindering your growth? It's not God that is hindering you. It's you knowing who you really are. I need you to understand today that God is saying, I'm calling on you. I'm trying to send you on a mission. I'm trying to take you on a journey with me, but I need you to move with me. I need you to understand my power. I need you to understand my spirit. I want you to understand today, saints of God, that God is saying, when I move, you move. Just like that. God said to tell my people in Genesis chapter 1, I spoke it. It manifest. I spoke it. It came to pass. God said, now, today, whatever it is that is troubling you, 911 has been called, and I'm here right now. I'm ready to answer your prayers. I'm ready to move on your behalf. But understand that once you move from this place, don't get stuck in this rut again. Because understand that when I need you to move, I need you to move just like me, just like that. I need you to move and understand my power and my spirit on how I need you to move on today. When I move, you move just like that. What is hindering you from moving closer to God? I feel the prophetic anointing of God. I feel a prophetic presbytery. And when I feel the prophetic presbytery anointing on my life, I know that God is getting ready to do something great. So, Evangelist Bernard, I'm done with what God has given me, but I feel the prophetic anointing of God. I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit of God to be able to speak under the authority of God on today. But God said, tell the saints of God, it's time to move. We've been sitting in the same place with the power that we have too long. It's time to move on. It's time to journey. It's time to step out, said God.
Thank you, Lord.
But I feel the prophetic anointing of God.
Amen. You're welcome to go forth however the Lord leads you.
I want to open up the lines. I want to open up the lines today. And anybody that's on the line that want to touch and agree. But I tell you, if you don't want to touch and agree, when she opens up the lines, don't play with what God is doing in this season. Because God is talking about his power for a reason. Because he's trying to get us to understand what's trapped inside of us. Not necessarily what the next man inside of you. God of mercy.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ooh, God of mercy.
Hallelujah. Well, we have 17 callers on the line, so let me start at the top. Well, what I'll do is, amen, amen. We'll start and just go on down the line. We have quite a few callers on the line. Amen. Amen. We'll go to Elder McCall. How do you want to proceed, Pastor Johnson?
You can go to whatever caller and whatever they have need of on today or whatever they want to say that they got from the message. I'm just going to listen and tune to their voice and hear what God has to say and just respond if there's anything that the Lord gives me and just speak blessings upon their life.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm going, Sister Aisha, God bless you. She's the youngest caller on the line. What did you receive out of the message, and is there anything that you're asking God to do in your life for you today?
Well, I really enjoyed it a lot. Like, I really, really got some out of it. I even went to Facebook and was like, I just feel so blessed by what I was hearing, you know, from him. And, you know, I'm just like, I know I have a gift, something. I know it's something because, like, at night I have all types of dreams, like, different dreams about people. And, like, I don't understand it because I maybe it's because I'm young, but I know it's something that God wants to.
Let me say this to you. The anointing of God is so great in your life. See, what happens is you have a prophetic anointing on your life. What God is doing right now, he's fine-tuning some things. He's dealing with you in dreams and visions, and he's sharpening your spirit of discernment, and he's building you to that place. And see, what happens is we, as a prophetess of God, you'll have to be taught some things. If not, then there won't be a bunch of order to the way God expects prophetic anointing to be. Because there's a lot of people that handle prophetic anointing out of order. They do it out of season and without any proper teaching. But what God is doing, God is beginning to show you how he's going to show you things that manifest. But you have a huge and a great prophetic anointing on your life. The word of God is embedded down in you, and there's a lot that God is going to get from you on this year. I see your desire. I see you praying before God. I see you stepping away for certain people. I see that there is a certain group of people that you used to would deal with that God don't even allow you to deal with anymore. Anytime that I'm lying, you can say, stop right there, prophet. You're not finding me on today. But I see God doing a total shift with you because of transformation of what he's doing in your life. I see God building you up for such a time as this. God said, in this year I have great use of you. And God said, begin to write your dreams and visions down of what I give you. And certain things that I give you, you're going to have to release to people, and you're going to have to tell them what I've shown to you. And God said, be not afraid and think it not strange of what I show you. But he said, greater anointing I have for you, that I'm going to pour my spirit out upon you, because I have blessings in store for you, said God. I'm going to grow you in this season of your life. Greatness, 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 I hear God say. Greatness over your life. Greatness over your life. The Lord said, stay close unto me in this season. Don't let anything shake or block you or move you, said God. For this is the hour that I'm going to do a great work in you. Greatness inside of you. Greatness inside of you, woman of God. Greatness. I hear God, he said to tell you that financial blessing is on the way, that recovery is on the way. There's some things that you lost that you were a little bit damaged about, but God said greater is coming. God said tell her that greater is coming for her life, that I'm getting ready to bless her with the abundance, that I'm about to reign in her life, said God. God said he's about to reign in your life. I'm telling you, woman of God, he's about to reign in your life. And I want to be able to hear the testimony from God. Well, I mean, you can come back if it's whenever it is, and just tell, you could just inbox Evangelist Bernard and tell her that when that man of God that spoke on that line to me that day, that some things that he spoke, I'm seeing things happen right away, right away. But I'm telling you, God is doing a now work for your life.
Amen, amen. We still have 18 callers on the line. So let's go on down the line. Sister Carter, God bless you. Sister Carter?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Evangelist.
God bless you.
Thank the Lord for the word. I do enjoy the word and today. And I am not feeling that well today. And my brother has passed away. So he's asking the God to pray for me.
Your brother passed away?
Yeah.
Oh,
today.
Today.
Yes.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Most gracious and kind Father. Father, I ask you to wrap your precious arms around us. Father, for we know that to die is to gain, oh God, but we know that there's a pain when we lose a loved one. God, we know that there is a hurt that takes time to be removed, that it's like death, where is thy sting, where is thy victory, as the scripture says, that it's like a bee bite, it's painful, it stings, it hurts, oh God, Amanasa. God, I ask you, God, to wrap your arms around her right now, wrap your arms around and protect her, God. God, in the midnight hour, God, as she goes through tonight, God, give her rest, God. Devil, you are a liar, she will rest tonight and have peace. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray this spirit of comfort, that it would come around her, that you would send your angels to take comfort around her, oh God. God, that you would bless her like only you can. God, that you would cause miracles to fall all around her life. Father, I ask in Jesus' name, God, that you would continue to touch and heal and deliver and set free, oh God, that you would shield the whole family, God. Everyone that knows this young man that has departed this world.
Yes, God.
Father, let the joy and the peace of you step in.
Thank
Father, you said morning coming in and rejoice
Thank
going
you.
Out. Father, we have to give thanks today, God, because it's in your will. Father, we ask now, God, that you would cover the whole family. God, give strength to their bodies, to their minds, to their heart now.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, but I'm thanking you now, God, that she still got a praise. And she still got a heart and a mind to worship you. She still got a heart and a mind to know that you're the God that knows all and sees all.
Yes, sir.
But God, I'm asking you to dispatch your angels now around her. Keep them camped around her through the night, God, and all through this week, God, and God, all during the bereavement time, oh God. And I thank you for her and for her spirit. I thank you for her faithfulness to this fellowship and to this broadcast. And we glorify you. And it is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at you, the name, Lord.
The Lord said to tell you, in the midst of all of this, the Lord said to tell you that his hand of favor is on your life.
Lord.
And the Lord said to tell you, whatever you put your hands to touch, he said, I will allow it to be blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
So he said, trust me in this hour, for I am God, and I will continue to bless your life like never before, said the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. We're going to thank you. We're going to go to Sister Pam, then Lady Carol, then Sister Patricia. God bless you, Sister Pam.
Amen. I agree with the word that you brought forth today, and what resonated in my spirit was there's no power on the inside of me, and I know it's there, but I haven't been operating in it, and I've been kind of stagnant, and I've just been praying and seeking God about, you know, what he want me to do, you know, what's where do you want me to go? And I just been, you know, needing direction concerning that.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hey, man, I hear the Spirit of God say to tell you that I've invested too much in you for it to mildew. So God says it's time now for you to step out in a leap of faith. He said there's some things and some people that I told you that you could be in contact with that's going to align everything that I desire to do in your life. And God said now is the season that I need that to come forth. What am I saying, woman of God? I'm saying that ministry is all over your life. You are one of God's ministers, and the word is in your belly. And the anointing of God is over your life. And God is wanting to see everything come out of the inside of you. For this is the season, and this is the time. This is the time for you, said God.
Yes.
There's no more second guessing me, for I am God, and I have spoken over your life. I have ordained things over your life.
Yes.
God desires for you to give it to him. He wants a yes from you today. He wants a yes for you to give him a yes. God, I surrender. God, I will minister your word. God, I will lay hands on the sick, God. I will walk, God, in authority, God. I don't need man to tell me, God, but you spoke it, God. God, I don't need to wait on an ordination, God. I don't need to wait on a consecration, God. But, God, I need you to just use me in this season. And God said, I want my power and my anointing to come out of you. I cannot have my investment wasted, said the Lord.
Lord.
He said, no one can give you a greater answer than what I have.
Amen.
He said, I've given you the answer.
Hallelujah.
So now that I've given you the answer, he said, walk therein.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, yes, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Walk in my power and in my authority, said the Lord.
Yes, God.
Do you hear me, woman of God?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. I bless you.
Thank you, God.
Amen. We're going to Lady Carol. Are you finished? Can I move on?
Bless God. Bless God. God bless you, man of God. I truly enjoyed the word on today, and as we're talking about the power of God and how he spoke in the beginning. And I've been in a, you prophesied to me yesterday, but I didn't get the scripture. I don't know if it was Psalms. You said something about the eyes.
Lady Carol, that was not him. That was Minister Michael Davis. This is Apostle Timothy Johnson.
Okay, well, God bless you, man of God. But I've been in a state of praise, of weeping, and with a yes, Lord, in my soul. And I want to please God so I want to smile upon his face to let him know that his blood, his life was not in vain in my life, what he did for me. And I want to move in the deepness. I want to get back to where I was when he would take me on spiritual flight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the wee hours of the night, he wakes me up, and I'm a songwriter, and I write songs. And now I just lay in the bed and weep, not of sadness, but weeping under the Spirit of God. Just loving him. I just love him. Glory to God.
Woman of God, I hear the Lord say that your tears are like the woman that washed Jesus' feet with his tears. Amanasiah. I hear the Lord say to tell you that I see your tears, that you weep for me, that your heart is for me. God said, but now that you have washed my feet with your tears, it's now time for you to get up and move from that place of where you are, of feeling that you're not pleasing to me, because God said, you're pleasing in my sight. He said, you have sat at my feet, and you have blessed me, and you have poured out your spirit. But now I need you to understand that I have room for you to work. I have room of you to work. There's people that are dying, and I need the power that is down inside of you to come forth. It's time for you to work, said God. It's time for you to work. It's time for you to work. This is now the time for you to work. This is the season for you to work, said God. This is the season that where my investment is going to pay off in you. You're a seer. I see it, woman of God. You can see things a mile away. You can see things. You're sharp. You're sharp in the spirit. And God said, now I'm getting ready to do something different with you. I've allowed you to be a seer. I've allowed you to see certain things. I've allowed you to pray and intercede and cover. But now I'm desiring more. Now I'm desiring more. I want to get more out of you, said God.
Hallelujah.
Well, this is the time. This is the time, said God, of elevation for you.
Thank you, God.
He said to tell you, I'm taking you higher in my spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm taking you higher in my spirit. I'm not taking you to a new level, but I'm taking you to a new realm in me. I'm taking you to a new dimension in me.
Hallelujah.
He said, tonight, when I wake you, I see your awakening time. It's around 2 a.m. It's around 2 a.m. that the Lord wakes you up.
Yes, yes.
And the Lord said to tell you that when I wake you up at 2 a.m. in the morning, he said, you're going to have an encounter with me. You're going to be wrestling like Jacob wrestled. Tonight is your night. God is going to show you. He said, you've been asking me for so much. But he said, this new level that I'm going to take you to tonight, this new dimension that you're going to be in.
Ooh, hallelujah.
There will be no more questions, said the Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Thank you. God bless you. We still have about 15 calls on the line, but we still have about 12 more people to cover. God bless you, Sister Patrice, and Sister Barbara.
Hey, God bless you. I truly enjoyed the word that came forth today. I, too, have a prophetic mantle on me. I'm not as confident as some. When God has me to speak, sometimes I hold it back, you know, and I'm just not as confident as I should be in the things of God when he asks me to do certain things.
I hear the Lord say, did you hear my word today? I said you have to speak in boldness. You have to walk in authority and the power that I've given you. When you take on a title as a prophetess of God, you walk in the authority that I've given you. You walk heavy and you walk strong, said God. So whenever I speak to you, you have to move like I move, just like that. When I tell you to speak a word into somebody's life, you got to move, because if not, my blood is on your hands. So you got to move. You got to move. He said, my title, my gift that I've given to you is one of the toughest mantles in the kingdom of God, because you become my mouthpiece. You become my mouthpiece. So you have to speak strong. You have to speak boldly. You have to let loose. You have to stop worrying about it being strategic and like others. It's not like others. It's like you. That's why I put it in you, said God. That's why I put it in you. Release what I give you, said the Lord. No more. Hold on no more. Be held back no more, said the Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's all the Lord wants you to hear today. He wants you, he wanted you to hear that word, and he wanted you to get those understanding. He said, and you really got to understand who you are, woman of God. Because when we understand that we are prophets and prophetess of God, we have to walk in authority, and we have to understand who we are more than the average person, because we're different. I mean, that's a whole other story. If you just inbox me at Apostle Johnson and or communicate with me, then I can tell you some things that you go through as a prophet, prophetess of God, because we're strange and unusual people, and we're not like everybody else, and that's because we have to be positioned to do God's will and to say what God has to say. So I God bless you, woman of God, and
Thank you.
Walk with authority that God has given you.
Thank you.
Amen. No, it's not on us. Sister Barbara and Sister Kim.
Praise the Lord.
Still got about six
praise
more
the Lord.
Calls. God bless you.
God bless you too, Evangelist Bernard. I thank God for you, and I thank God for the message today, and I give my condolences to my friend, Sister Carter. And I say greetings to everyone on the line, and may God bless each and every one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Barbara. Sister Kim, God bless you.
God bless you, Sue. God bless everyone that's on the line to the speaker. I just want to be prayed for that God will move everything that's hindering me. And the only thing that really hindered me is my baby's father. I mean, I can pray for other people. I lay hands on other people, and I can give God's word to anybody else. But when it comes to me believing and having faith in God myself, it's hard. And right now I'm fighting a battle with him because he's trying to take my baby. And I'm just praying that God will see that he's not able to get him when he's selling drugs. He has a sleep problem, and he just calls me and nags me. And when I'm praying and trying to do what God said the Lord, he would pick up that very moment and call me and hinder me. And I'm just praying that God would just move him out of my way so that I can do what the Lord wants me to do, and he can renew my spirit and just use me any way he wants to.
Let me tell you what the Spirit of God said. The Spirit of God said, use my authority.
Amen.
I talked about earlier in the message, whatsoever we bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. I also talked about that we must speak those things that be not as though they were and call them forth. God needs you to call some things forth, and he needs you to bind some things. You need to bind this man up, and you need to bind up the spirit that he has, and you need to tackle it. You need to tackle it not by talking to him about it, but talking to the Father. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm tired of what's going on in this man's life.
Amen.
I'm tired of this man trying to hinder me. I'm tired of this man trying to destroy what you built up inside of me. So, Father, I bind it in the name of Jesus. Father, I send a spirit of peace to come between us. A spirit of happiness to come over us. God, do this thing now, God. I need you to bring change. I need you to bring turnaround, God. God, do this thing in the name of Jesus. I'm just giving you a demonstration of what God wants you to do, woman of God. He said, just tell him to put your name on it. He said, put my name on it. One thing about God is we're in a we-win situation. So as long as you hold fast to God and you declare and decree in God, God will hear you and he will hear it and he will move.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We're going to
Area code 910 and the last four of your number is 3486. God bless you.
I just need some prayer because I've just been attacked by a headache that came on from nowhere. I'm just asking for prayer.
Who am I speaking with?
Father, is Jesus.
This is Sherry.
This is Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God bless you.
Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I pray that you would loose the hand of the enemy. Father, wherever the headaches come from, God, we bind them in the name of Jesus. We send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. Father, we ask for a spirit of peace, a spirit of deliverance, a spirit of healing virtue, a spirit of a new anointing, a new mind, a new heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just take back the hand of the enemy from over her life or that tries to attack her life, and we just speak peace and speak freedom now. Father, you know you've given me a gift to bind headaches and send them back to hell and to lay hands on people with migraines and different headaches and watch them go. Father, I'm not there to lay hands, but your Holy Spirit is an omnipresent moving spirit. God, I ask you, God, to touch now and remove now, that it might be gone. And it is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're going to Sister Millie. I guess you're driving home, Sister Millie. God bless you. Okay. I don't know if she has a phone on mute. Amen. We see Prophetess Sharia King. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Oh, Apostle Timothy, you gave me a push and a press even the more. I thank God for that word that you brought forth on today. Oh, my God, it was rich and it was awesome. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you.
I want to say to you, woman of God, that you're walking in new authority, said the Lord. You're walking with new power and more of my spirit. God said, I've entrusted more of my anointing on you in this season, that I am dispersing it the more daily on you. Ah, Manasia. This is a season that I will continue to grow you, said the Lord. For this is the time that I must bring you forward like never before. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that I have in store for you. For this is the time that I'm raising you up, and you understand the power and the authority that is inside of you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I receive it. And thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for allowing him to come on. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. I'm Evangelist Bernard, I'm going back on mute now because I'm going to get started.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed and favored. That's the way I'm going to leave it. You're blessed and favored. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Apostle. And God bless you, Evangelist.
Ah, my God. I know there's a reason for the delay. You know, the Lord said to tell you, it's a new season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fresh anointing. Oh, it's Jesus. Turning
our way. Yes, sir. It's a season of power. Come on up, sir.
Yes,
Every
God. The Lord said,
into the new season.
Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to Evangelist Lucilla. Haven't forgotten yet. I still have two more people to get to.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Lucilla.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist William. I'm here in Timothy. The book of Timothy was speaking and preaching and exhorting to do the work and the ministry to be foolproof of your ministry. And that's where I'm at. Making foolproof, continuing for ministry excellence and perfection. That's where I'm at, in pleasing God and working the kingdom. That's just where I'm at.
Woman of God, can I say this to you?
Hallelujah.
God said to tell her I have a right where I want her. I have a right where I want her for this season. God has grown you like never before. And God said, you are following my plan, strategic, just the way I gave it to you. He says, stay focused on my course, for I'm with you. And the blessings are flowing over your life. The Lord said to tell you this day that lack shall not know your name. But favor has arrived. Hanamasya. Favor has arrived. You have favor over your life.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand still and see my salvation. For I am God, and I shall move for you. For when I move, you'll move just like that.
Hallelujah.
I hear you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes. I say yes. Yes, I will.
Yes, I hear that song. Yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit...
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord. Yeah.
Thank you, God. I don't know where that beeping coming from. Amen, amen. You know the devil is a lot. Amen. Okay. Got a beep. Well, I don't know what that is. Amen. Dr. Johnson? Coming off of my phone now. Hello? Hello? Alpha Johnson? Yes, Alpha Johnson? Aisha?
Huh?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I can't get Apostle Johnson back. Apostle Johnson? Okay, he must have been dropped off. Amen, amen. It's blind drop off. Okay. Dawn dropped off too. All right. Let me see. Amen. Sister Millie, you still on the line? Sister Millie?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Amen. Apostle Johnson dropped off. I think he's going to dial right back in. I have you and one more caller that I did not get to. Okay, he's back on now. Okay. Apostle Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I don't know what happened. You got cut off. But we're back on. We have two more callers to go to. Sister Millie?
Yes, ma'am.
You left your job, now you're on your way home. Amen. God bless you.
This week has been truly a blessing between yesterday and today, and I want to thank all of you and Spain that God blesses you, and just thankful that he allows me to come to this line. God knows that I need his guidance in every area of my life, and I'm always asking, Lord, what is it that you want from me? How do you want me to serve you? You did not spare my life for no reason. I love him with all my being. And I know that through all my trials and tribulations, he's always been next to me because that's where I've gotten all my strength from. So I continue to lay all my life and my children and my husband upon his feet and trusting in him. And like the prophet told me yesterday, not trying to fight God's battles is his. I need to just stand and just wait and see what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Woman of God, let me say this to you. You are, that the Lord said to call you faithful. He said you've been faithful to him.
Yeah.
He said that you trust him. And the Lord said, if you trust me, then you'll know my next move is going to be so strategic for your life that you can set up for this miracle that is about to happen in your life, said the Lord. And the Lord said, I put an evangelistic anointing on your life because you've always had a drawing to people. People have always felt pleasant and comfortable around you. And God said, that evangelistic anointing that I have on you is going to stir up because I have more of you. And he said, but I'm going to grow you there. I'm going to cause you to grow the church, to grow the kingdom of God. Then I'm going to advance you, said the Lord. I'm going to give you new and greater things in your life. But God said, I just need you to trust me the more. He said, you've been faithful to me to where you attend, you want to worship, you want to read your words, you want to pray to me, you call out to me. All these things you do, said the Lord. But the Lord said that I just want to do more with you, my daughter. He says, I love you, my daughter. I love the way you love on me. He says, I'm about to do a brand new thing for your family. I'm about to turn everything around. The Lord said to tell you that I'm about to make every crooked place straight. I'm about to cause miracles to fall all around your life. God said, watch change happen. Not later, but now, now, now. God said, now, now, now. Change is happening right now. He's charging the atmosphere for you. He's moving and turning and changing some things around. The Lord said, fret not yourself. The word fret in the Hebrew and Greek means to worry not. The Lord said, to worry not yourself about anything that the enemy is trying to do. But God said, know that it is well. God said, know that you shall make it and you shall overcome. God said, because there's nothing that's going to stop your destiny. For I am God and I'm walking with you, said the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Favor and blessings over your life.
Thank you, Lord God. Amen. I see my sister. She's off the line now. But I have another call at area code 209. And the last number is 8460. Caller, can you greet us?
Praise God. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. This is Sister Deborah. God bless the man of God, and God bless all that's on the line. I'm just seeking the Lord for revelation and direction.
Can I say this to you, great woman of God? I say this to you with the power and the authority of God. There is so much in you that must come out.
It's like a river that is that it's like a dam that's been holding up the water, waiting for it to be released. And God said the time and the season is coming for everything to be released to flow out of you. He said because it's been built up and it's backed up too long. And he said, so now the season is coming for me to release the things out of you that I have. He said, I took you through season of purging. I've sent you through seasons of purifying you and building you to this place of destiny that you are right now. And God said, this is the season that you shall see the glory flow. This is the season that you're going to see people see the anointing come forth out of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the Lord say, I transition you. Mm. And I transition you for such a season and a time as.
Hallelujah.
But I am the Lord God. I'm Anasa. And I wish that you would just understand that everything I've spoken over you must manifest. And any foul spirit and anyone that raises their mouth against you, said the Lord, I will destroy and tear down. Touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm, said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For this is the time that you shall reign and move in the anointing that I've called forth in your life.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
That's what he says. Today's message that he gave that was brief and just thrown together. I said, God, what do you have to say? What do you have to say? He said, tell my people when I move, you move. Just like that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That's excellent.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. We have secret. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But I would like to request prayer for my husband. My husband is a backslider, and I want God to regulate his mind. He's on drugs, and he has it in his mind that he can get on and off drugs when you get ready. So I haven't seen him in a couple of days, so I'm looking for God to regulate his mind today.
Ooh. I arrest him's mind under the power of the Holy Ghost that God would arrest his mind right now. That God would cause his mind to be under Holy Ghost arrest. That God's anointing and power would go and touch him because the Bible says he's married to the backslider. That means he don't do like we do, saints of God. He don't get married and divorce tomorrow and leave it alone, but he stays with us until death do us part. And I tell you, woman of God, would you cry out to God on today? God said, I'm going to arrest him. I've got a warrant out for his arrest. I'm sending my bounties out right now. The angels of the Lord are being dispatched to him right now. He's going to begin to wake up and realize change must come in my life.
And it is so in the mighty name of Jesus.
The time is now.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
The time is now. The season is now. Drugs be loose. Drugs be loose, be loose, be loose, be loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua. We arrested by the power of God. We arrested. We arrested right now. In the name of Jesus, we arrest it right now.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, God is going to do what you need him to do.
Of course. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. It is so. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He bless you. Hallelujah. We see Sister T still on the line. He's the last call off. I think I've reached everybody. We had a full line today, and we certainly appreciate you all still on the line with us. We thank you for your attentiveness, and thank you for your generous civility and calling in and being with us on this line. And we certainly thank God for Apostle Johnson on today. Sister T, you're our last one that has to have a comment, remark, or any prayer request that you may have. God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist, and thank you, Apostle Timothy. I just wanted to say that God has had me in the Psalms 91 place for a long time. And Sunday he was able to show me his power through my pastor. But I'm trying to move, and there's a lot of things going on. And I see God's power. I see him moving things out of my way. And I just want to be the daughter he called me to be. So I'm just asking the Lord for direction right now for me and for my children as well.
Well, the Lord says to tell my daughter that transition is at hand, that I'm going to shift you into a new dimension, that I'm going to allow everything that you need to move smoothly. And he says again to remind her of the word today, which is when I move, you move, just like that. Because God is going to give you the order and how he wants you to do things.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's going to be made manifest. It's going to be made whole.
Come out. It's like a river that, it's like a dam that's been working.
There's a wind of God.
And God said that
there's going to rush in your life
to be released. He said that God has given and is back up to him.
I feel God's anointing blowing on you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord Jesus.
Thank you. There's a newness. I'm
going to see you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Over your life.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
God said, experience my power the more.
Hallelujah.
I am God, and I'm going to do the more for you, said the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you.
Bless your name.
Thank you.
But the Lord said to tell you, my daughter, all is well. He said, all of this, and you know what I'm talking about. If I was there, I could tell you some things, but I know the order of God. But he said to tell you it were all was a part of my plan.
Yes. Hallelujah. I know that's right.
Everything that you were experienced, God said it was a part of my plan.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I bless you today.
Get ready to experience the latter rain falling in your life. The latter rain. I see the shower of God just raining in your life.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm asking you to agree with me. I haven't heard from my son since the holidays last year, so I usually write me every other month, but I haven't heard from him. And I have a peace in my spirit because I pray for him every day. But I just want you to touch and agree with me on that, Apostle Johnson.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell you something, great woman of God. The enemy wants to do anything he can do to distract you for the assignment that's been that God is doing for you for the next phase. Because, see, everybody thinks that you're on your assignment right now, but there's another phase.
Yes.
So what God is doing is he's trying to weed out the distractions. So God said, don't think it's strange. God said, and don't, God said to just let you know today in your spirit, to just make it confirmed in your spirit that all is well. Do you hear me, woman of God? All is well. Then he said to tell you, it's a new season.
Yes.
It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming your way. It's a season of power. Let me tell you something. You're walking in a greater power than ever. People better watch the path that they walk in with you, because you're walking in a new season of power. But he said the season of power and prosperity, because blessings are falling all around you. How am I not here?
Really?
I call them for.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank
Fret
you.
Fret not yourself. Fret not yourself.
We bless you today, God. Thank you, God.
For I have not seen, ears have not heard what God is getting ready to do through your life. God said, just stay faithful to me, stay humble to me, and watch me move.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory today, Jesus. Ah, thank you for your word. Thank you for your peace.
Evangelist Bernard, I speak a spirit of peace and a spirit of rest around you.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
I speak to your heart to where I see pain, and I speak that the pain would be healed. I speak that you would be able to let loose from some things, that God is going to release that pain out of your heart. I don't know what it is, but there's some pain that you're going through in this season. But God said, I want to relieve the pain. I want you to know that it is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. It is well, said God. It is well. He said, don't let this thing plague you. Don't let it bother you. God said, it is well. It is well. He said, relax in me, for this is the season that I desire to do greater in your life.
Yeah, I think I did it about Sunday.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
escape, Father. Hallelujah. We don't have to fall into sin.
We don't have to fall into transgression. Hallelujah. We don't have to fall into the things that the enemy has already got planned. The Lord said, I got a plan that I have for you. Hallelujah. We got to stand firm. I never know what we got to stand firm, people of God. Hallelujah. God is calling for holiness. He said, be holiness. For the Lord thy God is holiness. We can't play with God this season. Either you're going to say yes or you're going to say no. Hallelujah. We can't have our faith in it too. I got a little bit. God is calling for us to live holy, Apostle Johnson. We can't preach and teach the people. We got to live this thing that we're preaching and teaching about. We got to live this thing.
I beg your pardon, but can you pray for my daughter, my granddaughter, Sidora? She's kind of behind in her school, below her average. And I would like to, if he can, if he would pray for her. She's 9 years old. Come here, Sadie.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you.
Glory to God.
And we bless you, God, for her life.
Mm.
Father, for you have called greatness and excellence, God, to come out of her. Father, we speak to the mind now, and we command that it be made to support the level, grade level that she's on.
Yes.
Father, I know this because I've been there with my own child before,
yes,
and I spoke it, and I watched it come to pass. Father, you are God that can and will. Father, we had less than a month for my daughter to come up to grade level. And, Father, you did it in less than a month. And, Father, you've been doing it ever since. God, I ask you now, God, to touch this baby with the same anointing, with the same power to make teaching easy, to make her to be able to attain the knowledge and wisdom that she needs easy. I speak with the mind, the heart, and the spirit that it will be taught with not any problems. Satan, take your hand back.
Yes.
We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we ask with the power of God now that it be made released and made whole. And it is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Let me say this to you, and let me say this for her. All is well. Watch God within this period of time. I don't know if she has 4 months or 5 months left of school, but watch the dramatic change and watch what God gets ready to do for her life. Watch me and say, wow, I don't know how the scale, she was on this scale this week, but now she's here and we see the progress and the chart is going up and up. You know, what is going on? She's just catching on to this because God is God and we spoke and declared it and we touched and agreed on it and we believe God. See, this is the reason that some people can't get their miracle because they're afraid to release what needs to be released in the atmosphere for God to move. But God is moving right now. I ask you to keep the same anointing wrapped around my children, that they all would stay on grade level and above grade level, and that he would bless and keep them like never before.
Yes, you prophesied it's a month. You have a month to get the grades up, a month. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. It's so. God's going to do it.
And we thank you all. Thank you, Prophetess Sharia King. And Prophetess King will be speaking for us one day next week. So we certainly want to hear from this wonderful woman of God. And tune in for the rest of the week with us. And, you know, you will be blessed. Again, thank you, Prophet Johnson.
You're welcome. You know we're in this thing together. You know I'm here to support you, so anytime you need me for anything, I'm here. I said, Lord, what is it that you want to say today? And the Lord said, if you just stand, then I'll do the rest. And so I honor God for what he's done on today, and I honor him for you, Evangelist Bernard, and you just don't know what you're doing for people in the kingdom of God, and even for my life. You don't even know the kingdom connection that you made for me throughout this world and throughout this country. And I just honor God for everything that he's doing in your life and that he would bless you and strengthen you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus' name.